Now Tony saw his workplace as a factory. "It's a profit factory where we're doing piecework," he said. All these decades after university, his working life was suddenly dictated by people who had little respect for his education or his profession. The standard of education of these managers, some of them can't even spell prescription. They put quiet when they mean quite. Tony was raised in Thatcher's era. He had drunk in her values. "I thought people should work hard. They shouldn't claim benefits. They should be responsible for their own destiny. That was the politics in the household, that you work hard and get your just rewards." For a long time, that story rang true. First in the family to head off to university, a profession, a neat house and a car. Then came this job. The cuts, the crack-ups, the half-decade of unhappiness. The old faith had deserted him. "Boots are showing me that you can work hard, but you still won't get your just rewards." I looked around his small living room, the messages on the wall reading, "If you believe in yourself, anything is possible," and "Live every moment, laugh every day." The framed pharmacy certificate, among all the family photos, the drugs manuals stacked up by the CD rack. That male mingling of personal with professional pride. Tony had a question. How can Boots call itself a healthcare company when it's done this to me?